You're tuned to High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. You know, I just found out that a High Plains poet from the Amarillo area is actually kicking off the new Dorothy Patterson Poetry Series, and it's tonight via Zoom at 7 p.m. Central, sponsored by West Texas A&M. And you know how I get so excited about these Zoom things, because everyone across the High Plains can go in there, they can just log on, and they can be there with the poet, with the host, and we're all a giant community. I know the people of our listening region really love us some poetry, so I asked the poet to join me today on High Plains Morning. Seth Wick is here. He's going to join me today making this celebration that we got through Election Day, and we all have the mental capacity to interact with some very deep emotional literary output, believe it or not, and I think it's going to be really fun. His poetry, his work celebrates our region, and I think it's going to bring us all together in poetic community. Seth, thank you so much for being here with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Jenny.
Well, Seth, last time we were together, it was through the High Plains Poetry Project. Dr. Eric Meljack had you come in and read some of your work, which is just phenomenal. I got to see you at the Burrowing Owl Bookstore in Canyon, and listening to your work is just, it was like... It wasn't onomatopoeic, but my hair was blowing. It was so clippy and just, it was so precise. There was such a precision to it that was so beautiful. I'm really excited to hear about what new work you have going on. But first and foremost, how are you holding up?
I'm doing okay. I teach. So we are busy, and there's a new task and a new challenge every single day in the public school system right now. And it's been quite a year so far, but my colleagues and I are handling it. I feel like champs.
I think definitely champs. I can't imagine that you have time to even pause to get overwhelmed. You have to just keep going forward.
That feels about right. Yes.
Well, I'm raising an imaginary coffee cup to everyone out there who's an educator. I know it's not quite the easiest things right now. And you still somehow make time for pausing and thinking about the human condition. How is this possible? How possible?
Well, it's, all the stress keeps you from sleeping at night. So you can either lay there looking at the ceiling, or you can get up and write verse. And that seems to calm me down a little bit.
Hear, hear. Well, your stories, your poetry, your essays, you are all over the literary landscape. You've been in Narrative Magazine, Fathom Magazine, Curator, as well as the Broad River Review. And it looks like you won the Ron Rash Award in Fiction for your Tender Mercies of the Wicked. Not bad. I also love that your little Chip Chandler sent me a really great write-up. It says, you've worked as a butcher, a farmer, a dishwasher, a technical writer, and an ad copywriter. And now you teach and remodel houses in Amarillo. You don't have enough things to also have a wife and three children. There's just not enough things there, Seth.
Well, I would only do one of those things, but my wife keeps me running to do all of them. So she has a lot of energy, and she keeps me moving. So it's nice.
Well, as we say in the Texas Panhandle, bless her sweet little heart. All right, well, let's talk about this series, Dorothy and Don Patterson. Tell me about this series. What exactly is it?
Well, so they've actually been sponsoring, Dorothy and Don, they've been sponsoring several poetry readings over the years at WT. I've been to several, and every time this is great that we get to have these great poets come in from all over the country. This year is a little bit different. They've been doing it so long that WT said, you know what, we should just put their name on it and make it official. So this is going to be the first event that is officially Dorothy Patterson's poetry reading series. But they've been doing this for a long time, and I'm glad we get to recognize it.
Oh, that's beautiful. And now you're an alumnus of West Texas A&M, right?
Yes, ma'am. I graduated in 2003.
It sounds like it's working out well for you.
I'm glad I got to go there. It was a good opportunity, and I've really appreciated going back and enjoying all the programs that they have actually for free for the community. It's kind of wild that they're all free.
It really is. And the fact that everything's online right now, I think it's really great because it is opening it up. People all across the High Plains, we get a lot of content. I get emails from people up in Kansas. We have a huge authors guild up there. People all across the region that are writers, that are poets, that are just real literary enthusiasts having these lectures online, having these readings online, just opens them up to our entire listener region. So I really hope if you're listening right now, you are making plans for tonight, 7 p.m. Central, to get onto this Zoom. The way to do it is you just have to email Dr. Meljack, who does the High Plains Poetry Project. He is organizing everything. He'll send you the Zoom link. You just got to email him at emeljac@wtamu.edu. That's emeljack@wtamu.edu. This is also on the community calendar at hppr.org, and I'll have it up on the post. So don't freak out if you don't have a pen. Now, we definitely want to know, like, being a part of the literary community in the Texas Panhandle, there's a lot of authors, there's a lot of poets, and you seem to have a really tight community. People really support one another in this region when there's a reading, when there's a new publication out. How do you find that this kind of like keeps you writing?
Well, it's always fascinating to see what somebody else is doing. I can think of a few off the top of my head, like Shara Hammonds. Every time she comes out with another poem, I'm just fascinating. She's seeing the same things I am in the landscape, but her take on it is just totally different. And I really appreciate her skill with the imagery and the language and stuff. So I guess it's in the best way competition. I guess like oh that's it, I get innovation is probably a better word. Oh wow, I didn't realize you could do something like that. I'm going to try the same thing. So it's been really good to see how other writers have come together and supported each other and all of this stuff.
I'm going to translate that too. You just have to come up with a better way to describe the contours of a horse's butt. Don't you think?
Well, Shara definitely has me on that.
Well, this is very exciting that you've got some new work out. I would love it if you could read us a poem.
Sure. I had one that came out in the Langdon Review a couple of months ago, and it's set in Amarillo. Actually, all the poems I'm going to be reading tonight are set in Amarillo. I'm a real big believer in the local imagination, and that our scenery and our setting has a lot to offer, not just ourselves, but people all across the country. So this poem is called Corrections Officer Quarantines in the Clements Unit. I wrote it at the very onset of COVID. My father was a corrections officer at the Clements Unit for about 13 years. So I kind of have my ear to the ground anytime the prisons make the news. And when COVID hit Clements, at least in our area, the Clements Unit was the first one to have a wave of COVID go through it. And it just really struck me. So I wanted to get it down in verse and kind of give it some shape in my head. This is called A Corrections Officer Quarantines at the Clements Unit. On the northeast side of Amarillo, 3,700 violent inmates are quarantined for crimes such as murder, capital, and multiple, continued abuse of a child, indecent and lewd exposure, several habitual burglars, assault on disabled persons, spouses, and mates. Each sentence from 4 years to life without parole. No death chambers here, though. Human depravity has a scent. Poorly ventilated cell blocks and a diet of foul prison food. The air thick, dyspeptic, smears the concrete passages with a humid plaque. The meat between men doesn't exist. We have chewed each other's stench, coughed each other's phlegm, pell-melled our wasted cells. Outside, the city cannot hear the coughing, the liquid gasp, the odd kind of sympathy to cough in kind. They cannot feel the twice-breathed air syncopate. Barometric pointers beat as though they were a metronome. In 12 hours, I'll punch the clock and go home after I count the sick, watching men expectorate on the floors. At hour 12, I'll find mucus on my uniform. With the venom of an asp, I'll kiss my kids when I get home and dream that every mouth was stopped, the whole world held accountable.
Wow. Well, we have a lot of listeners from the Clements Unit to this program, so there's a very dire shout out there. And right now, we're seeing a huge outbreak here in Amarillo. The hospitals are almost at capacity. We've had people come up from El Paso to Lubbock to Amarillo. Did you talk to your dad a lot about that situation?
Well, he's retired, but I just remember at various stages of his career, just being overwhelmed with crazy things that are going on in the prison. And it's just, it's kind of like things get swept under the rug. It's a place where we don't see things. And I think it's good to shine some light in that direction.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's crazy to think that this is a situation where this is a great regulator. The people who are the corrections officers, the people that are in there, you know, under lockdown, there's no difference here. We're talking about an invisible germ, you know, that's happening. And I know there's so much coverage of people that were in the prison systems and not able to communicate how dire and how bad it was. And this is essentially could be a death sentence, even though they were supposed to have a couple years left on their sentence. So, well, I think that's really important to pause and think about that. Yeah, gosh, man, that took my breath away.
I can do a more lighthearted one if you'd like.
Is it got roses or red in there?
No, unfortunately.
Well, I think that was a really beautiful poem. I hope that is an intriguing piece that gets people zooming in tonight, 7 p.m. this evening. Everyone's invited. It's online, so everyone can attend. One of the great things about these literary events now. All you have to do is email Dr. Eric Meljack at emeljack@wtamu.edu. That's emeljac at WTAMU.edu. He will send you the Zoom link. Again, do it before 6 p.m. so you can get on there and get all Zoomed up and get your poetry on. Have you been working a lot lately, given that you've had like such an influx of extra work as an educator?
I have, actually. I've been working on a long poem for this event, actually. I'm really excited about it. It's called Ulysses Arrives in Amarillo.
Ooh.
And I've been very excited about finishing it, and I finished it on Saturday morning, and I think it is ready to go. So I am thrilled to be able to debut it for the first time.
Oh, that's exciting. So the impetus, maybe you had that competition, you had a booked literary reading and you're like, I got to finish this.
Yes. Getting out of my house and well, I guess I'll be technically in my house, but in front of people definitely drives you to get things done.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Seth, thank you so much for all the beautiful work you're doing, being able to concentrate despite all these different things being thrown at you as an educator, as a writer. We're so glad you're still out there and sharing this poetry with everyone across the High Plains. I'm so proud of all of the arts communities across this entire region, how they've really been able to pivot and figure it out and get things online, do outdoor art walks, do all these things that you were like, ah, it's not shut down. We're still here. We're doing it. So thank you so much for being a part of that. Thanks for sharing that piece. That was such a wonderful piece. If you don't mind, I'd love to be able to put that up on our website for people that wanted to read it, because that was intense.
Sure. I'll send you a copy.
Oh, that'd be great. Seth, thank you so much. Everyone, mark your calendar, 7 p.m. Central tonight. Zoom, check this thing out and be a part of this poetry community we have here on the High Plains. Carry on, sir. Carry on.
Thank you very much.